Chapter 10. Sayyida al-Hura, 1485 to 1561, Andalus, Spain. Sayyida al-Hura was born in Andalus, Muslim Spain, in the 15th century. Her father was a famous Andalusian leader called Ali ibn Rashid. Young Sayyida was very happy. There was lots of love in her family. Because she was from a rich family, she had the best education possible. But trouble was coming. Muslims ruled in Spain for nearly 800 years, but in 1492, a Christian army came to Andalus. There was fighting everywhere. Spain became Christian, and it was dangerous for Muslims to stay there. Sayyida's family left their home and travelled across the sea to Morocco in North Africa. Sayyida was only 7 at the time, but she was angry. "It's not right," she thought. "I need to be strong for my family. Maybe one day I can make it right." At the age of 16, Sayyida married Al-Mandari, the ruler of Tetouan, a city by the sea in Morocco. Al-Mandari saw that Sayyida was intelligent. "You can do the same things as me. I'll teach you," he said. With his help, she quickly learned to become a leader. Al-Mandari had to travel sometimes, and he left her to protect Tetouan. Sayyida was good at protecting her city, and she needed to be. Many ships travelled between Europe and Africa, and most of them went near Tetouan. Many rulers of other lands thought that it was an important place, and they wanted to own it. One day, Sayyida learned that her old Spanish enemies were getting ready to attack. She was ready to fight. "I lost my home once," she said. "I won't lose it again." She helped her husband plan a way to protect her people. But then, Al-Mandari died. So, at the age of 30, Sayyida became ruler. She took the name Al-Hura. "I don't want any Spanish armies here," she thought. "Who can help me with my plan?" Sayyida's answer was to work with the famous pirate Barbarossa. Sayyida and Barbarossa stopped almost all Spanish and Portuguese ships from travelling between Europe and Africa. They ruled the Mediterranean Sea, and Sayyida became a famous pirate queen. Now that Sayyida was its ruler, Tetouan became rich and strong. No one could attack it, and high walls protected it. Sayyida told her people to attack enemy ships and bring everything back to Tetouan. Everyone was talking about her. Then the king of Fez, Ahmed al-Watasi, heard about her. He wanted to marry her. Sayyida said, "Yes, but I will not leave Tetouan." For the first time, a Moroccan king had to leave his city to get married. Sayyida al-Hura got married, but she stayed in Tetouan to lead her people and protect her city. The little girl from Andalus became a very powerful pirate queen. She was the last woman to use the name al-Hura. Interesting fact. We do not know Sayyida al-Hura's real name. Sayyida means lady, and al-Hura means the free one.